Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed 50 measures passed by the legislature this year. Lawmakers overrode close to a third of them during the fall veto session. Some dealt with workers' rights, the state's bill backlog, and student loan debt. Sean Crawford talked to reporter Daisy Contreras about some of the action from the State House.
Daisy, the veto session is now over. And overall, this entire legislative session, the General Assembly looked at various proposals. What were some of the issues that stood out leading up to the veto session?
Well, Governor Rauner did veto several bills that may have surprised some sponsors who thought they wouldn't have to revisit these again until it was time to actually implement them. One dealt with the state's debt transparency, for example, that would have state agencies report their liabilities on a monthly basis instead of the current annual requirement. Advocates said this will help the state's comptroller have a better, almost real-time view of the debt the state is accumulating. However, Governor Rauner argued that mandating for monthly updates would not make much of a difference and only give added burdens to these agencies. Another was the no salary history proposal that would prohibit employers from asking potential employees about their previous salary history. This was debated as a measure that would help bridge the gender wage gap. There is a similar law in Massachusetts that the governor would like the Illinois proposal to be modeled after. But that law allows this question of previous salary history to come up under certain circumstances, so sponsors of the Illinois proposal weren't too encouraged to make those changes. And there was also a wage theft proposal that would increase the penalties for employers who don't want to pay their employees what they've earned. All of these were approved by the General Assembly during regular session, some with strong bipartisan support, but the governor vetoed them.
Were lawmakers able to replicate support during the veto overrides?
Well, the debt transparency measure continued to get that support, so now that proposal will go into effect. There are no current penalties mentioned if a state agency doesn't file those monthly reports. Comptroller Susana Mendoza, who was a strong supporter of the legislation, says she hopes state agencies are just encouraged to do so on their own for the well-being of the state's finances. But the no salary history measure and the wage theft proposal did not see that same outcome. Both didn't get the needed votes for an override. Advocates for both said they haven't decided if sponsors will reintroduce them again during the next legislative session. So those and other worker rights proposals will be something to look out for.
But among all of these, there was also that lingering issue of sexual harassment at the state capitol. And legislators, I know, wanted to make sure that they addressed that during the second week of the veto session.
Which they did. And from those discussions, several resolutions were adopted. These created task forces, one from each chamber, that will look at how to move forward with the problem. The task forces will be made up of lawmakers who will present their findings sometime next year. And even though these groups are only looking at sexual harassment right now, they might even serve as models for other legislative ethical issues that may end up coming up. A separate measure was also introduced to change the statute of limitation on the cases heard by the legislative inspector general, who was just recently appointed to that seat. The current statute of limitation is 1 year, but this proposal will allow the newly named inspector general to go back and look at cases from late 2014. This came as a result of a backlog of cases that were overlooked as the inspector general seat has been vacant for almost 3 years. That same piece of legislation will make anti-sexual harassment training mandatory for lobbyists, legislators, and legislative staff as well. And a hotline will be created that will make reporting cases of harassment a lot easier as well.
That was Daisy Contreras recapping State House action during this legislative session. For the complete list, go to nprillinois.org.